Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we are joined by singer-songwriter Faith Shuler, who is only 19 and one of the upcoming rising stars. Apparently, Spotify has added her to their playlist. Apple calls her a star to watch. She's really, really one of the best new artists in the country music scene right now. Faith, welcome to the Voice of America.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here today.
It's great to have you. So bubbly and so happy, and you're at home. How can you be so happy being stuck at home for the last year and a half?
I really don't know. You know, I try to keep the positive energy going, hoping that maybe my positivity will radiate on someone else and make their day a little bit better.
Wow. Well, that's great. So 19, and you've already had an EP out. I guess you started this music pursuit a few years ago in 2018, if I read correctly. So what were you doing up to 2018? And why did you all of a sudden say, hey, music?
Yeah, I love music so much. I grew up and I was just surrounded by music. The whole time I was always listening to the Disney songs, and I loved to dance as well. I took a dance lessons since I was 2 years old. And then at the age of 13, I decided, hey, I want to pursue a music career. So I learned piano when I was 9. Then I taught myself how to play the guitar and the ukulele. And so when I was 13, I started writing my own music and going to little local coffee shops and singing my songs. And that's when I just fell in love with performing and writing. And I've been doing it ever since. So in 2018, I released my first single, Who Holds Your Heart? And it kind of just started everything for me in this whole new journey that I've been on with recording and releasing music and performances.
So you're kind of self-made. It sounds like you've made a lot of decisions on your own, and you've moved around a little bit. I just got back from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, where it's brutally hot.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very hot.
Very hot. It is brutal down here. Unfortunately, I say I live in a swamp because it is just like I walk outside and I feel like I just took a shower or I need to go take another shower. But yeah, I do love living here. I grew up born and raised Charleston, South Carolina. And so just playing music has played a huge role in my life and I love it.
Has it always been country music? I read where you kind of get influences from a number of different types of music.
You know, I appreciate all kinds of music, and to be an artist personally, I think that you have to understand, you know, multiple different genres and kind of see what you like. And now country is just like this big melting pot of all types of styles of music. And so growing up, I really appreciated R&B music and Christian music. I grew up singing in my church, so that really set a foundation for me as an artist and getting used to performing and really connecting with the songs I was singing. And I just learned to love and appreciate all different kinds of music. But when I think about where I come from and who I am, that always leads back to country music. Just with growing up in South Carolina and sticking to my country roots, I knew that country music was truly where my heart was.
All right. Well, we've got Faith Shuler with us on the program. And I know, you know, Jeff, your publicist, has been sending me all your information, and I've been telling him how great you sound. And he said, we'll have her on the show. So I'm thrilled that you're able to make time to be on the show. And I know you're going to perform for us. So what's the first song you're going to sing?
Okay, so the first song I'm going to sing is called Getting Over You. I released it a few months ago, and it was my first breakup song, actually. I have been writing a ton of love songs and inspirational songs and all about girl power. And I decided, you know, I think I want to write a song just about a breakup because everyone needs to have a good, hard breakup song that they can just scream in the car. So this is Getting Over You.
All right, here is Faith Shuler on The Voice of America.
Not to worry about while I'm sitting here picking up the pieces of myself you left without. I'm listening to those sad songs all night long, but now I'm realizing you're right where you belong. I've had my sleepless nights alone, praying to God that you were gone. Everything you say a girl should never do. Up tight in her Man, it's worth thinking over you. One tear left me broken, and one tear left me blue, and one tear left me happy, cause that's the last time I cried for you. I've had my sleepless nights alone, praying to God that you weren't gone, doing everything that a girl should never do. Man, it's worth getting over you, getting over you, yeah. I know you've been going out late with that girl you told me not to worry about, but man, it's worth getting over you.
All right, yes, Faith Shuler. How much of that song is true? How much of that song did you live?
Listen, probably a good portion. A lot of the songs I write, I definitely can connect with. But this one, it talks about just getting over a relationship and understanding the bad, but moving on towards the good. I am a very optimistic and I try to be positive kind of person. And so, you know, I think and look back on my life and everyone goes through heartbreak. And I wanted to write a song that just people can relate to. And that can also help people get over that heartbreak and say, you know, even though I have gone through these battles and these struggles in my life and I felt heartbreak and all these emotions that go into a breakup, at least at the end of the day, I know that I'm a better person because of it and it got me over you. So.
Well, the lyrics of that song sound like he is the one who did you wrong. But I'll tell you, I'm sure you've broken a lot of hearts along the way.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I hope not.
Maybe. Another notch in your belt.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I hope not. If you're listening.
That's the risk of dating a singer-songwriter is that one day you could end up as the subject of a song.
It is. It's a dangerous game to play. But look, I play nice. I wrote this song long time after I had, you know, had a breakup, and I've really had time to just sit and marinate in all the emotions and get over it. And, you know, then I'm like, okay, well, at least I can use my experience and hopefully help other people now. So I just try to look at it that way and no hard feelings. It's all about the song and giving something, you know, fun to listen to for people.
And when you write a song about a relationship, do you like tell the person you inspired this song or let them guess?
We can't give them the benefit of that. Let them know that I'm writing songs about them. Why would I do that? I'm just, you know, this is just a breakup song, but everything, I believe there's always a truth in something. At the end of the day, I would never call someone out directly or, you know, I don't have the heart to just, you know, blatantly say, oh, this is about so-and-so or this. I really take it as a personal experience and write about my personal experience rather than, you know, that person directly.
Where's the most unusual inspiration you've ever gotten for a song?
Oh man. I don't really know. A lot of inspiration just comes from watching and observing. I'm a very observant person. And I think the most unusual one is my new single. It's called Bless Your Heart. And bless your heart in the South is a term that is just like, oh, honey, bless your heart. You not all the time. You don't want to hear that all the time. Sometimes it's, you know, oh, bless your heart. You're sick or something. But then sometimes it's like, oh, bless your heart. And the most unusual inspiration from that one is kind of a standpoint I don't think that's really talked about a lot. And that is kind of putting someone in the friend zone a little bit. But it's talking about this person who really just has a big ego and will do anything for like attention. and to get, you know, the person they like's attention. And so it really talks about kind of like, you need to come down a few notches, you know, like, oh, bless your heart. That's just embarrassing for you. So that was the most unusual inspiration I had, but it created such a fun song.
Some people, you know, I've asked that question to will tell me, well, I got a song in the middle of a meal, or I got a song in my dreams. I was sleeping. I woke up and I had to write it down.
Yeah, that's happened to me. I've had dreams or just thoughts like in the middle of my sleep, and I'll just wake up in the middle of the night and I grab my phone as quick as I can and I'll hide under the covers to whisper the like melody or whatever I heard in my head on my phone. And then I wake up the next morning sometimes and I listen back and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that is scary. And then sometimes it creates a really great song. So I've had that happen to me as well.
Do you ever go back to the songs you wrote when you were 13 and revisit those?
I have. And some of them are just too hard to bear. I can't even look. Like I need to go wash out my eyes. But some of the songs are really good. And I'm like, wow, Little Faith, she was really doing something there. Who knows? Maybe I'll dig up a song and try to rework it a little bit to Faith now. But I definitely see the talent and the potential, but she did need a little bit of work.
Did it start off as like poetry, or did you always just start writing songs?
Well, I always loved writing songs because I was always singing a melody, but I really also had a love for just writing and poetry in general. I don't think I really understood that I had the talent for that until I was in elementary school and middle school, high school, and I would write poems for, you know, English class. We would be assigned to write a poem about something. And so I would just write whatever came to mind. And my teacher in high school came up to me and she said, hey, I don't know, like, if you know this, but I think you have a talent for writing. And this poem is one of the best poems I've ever received from a student. And she even asked to hang it up in her classroom. So she was very impressed by it. And that's when I kind of realized there was something, you know, more to just singing for me, that I really had a love and a talent for writing. So I just started writing songs.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Hypothetically, of course, if you could only pick writing or singing, one or the other, which would you choose? Which would you prefer?
I would definitely choose singing just because that's where I started. And that's the first thing I loved. And I don't think I would have been writing if it wasn't for my singing. Because oftentimes when I write a song, everything starts with a melody. Sometimes I'll get a lyrical idea, but a lot of it does start with just a simple chord progression or a melody or something I sing. And that's very, you know, musical. And so in that fact of that part of my writing experience and knowing that I start with the melody, I would have to say I would probably choose singing.
And you have been, I'm sure, writing a lot of songs during the course of this quarantine lockdown. You know, there's been not much else to do other than reflect and think and write songs, spend time with family, which, you know, is a nice thing to come out of the quarantine, is that you kind of, you're stuck in one place with a group of people otherwise you wouldn't be spending a lot of time with. But, you know, you released an EP a year or so ago, not too long ago. And what's the plan heading towards 2022 now that the pandemic is kind of easing up a little bit? Certainly not where you are, from what I'm reading down south. It's not going well, but in many parts of the country it is. And so, and people are starting to plan tours again. What's your plan for the next 6 months?
So I had a lot of time, as you said, to write during the pandemic, and I am still recording the songs that I have written during the pandemic. So I've got a lot of new material, and hopefully in the future, I will be singing some shows. I'm trying to ease back into that. I love singing at like outdoor festivals and things like that. So hopefully that will be able to be done safely and efficiently, and I will be able to get to share all of my new music with my fans and new people. So I'm working on that, getting some new shows. Also, I'm just planning to continue to release music. That's what I did throughout the pandemic, is I would just release the songs I was writing. I feel like music is very healing, and I think this world definitely needs some healing right now. And I just want people to listen to my music and it really touch them, and they actually feel something when they, you know, hear my songs and listen to the lyrics that I've written. So my hopes is that my songs are just resonating with people, and that I get to continue to release songs for people to love and appreciate.
Faith Schuler's our guest. Would you do another song for us?
Sure, absolutely. So this next song I'm going to sing is a little bit of a slower song, and it's unreleased. So you guys are going to get to hear it.
A worldwide premiere.
Even released, I know. So this is Falling. I wanted to write like a song you could dance to at a wedding, or, you know, just reminisce on falling in love again. And this is called Falling.
Faith Schuler.
Sunsets fall like a Paris sky. Sparks are flying like the 4th of July. If I could capture this moment and all of its life, I would let it go in the blink of an eye. I'm falling into your arms, and into your heart. I'm praying you won't let go, 'cause where you are, that's home. It's hard to put in words, but this is how it feels to fall in love with you. Oh, to fall in love with you. I've got my head way up in the clouds. Feet to touch the ground. Wish I could stay here in your arms forever. 'Cause baby, you and me, we could build this life together. I'm falling, I'm falling into your arms, and into your heart. I'm praying you won't let go, 'cause where you are, that's home. It's hard to put in words, but this is how it feels to fall in love with you. Oh, to fall in love with you. Cause I'm in love with you.
Wow, very, very nice. That's lovely. It's Faith Schuler. And is that, you said that's a new single. So are you planning on a new EP or a new album?
You know, I'm still trying to figure it out. I love a lot of the songs that I've written. So I write a ton of songs. I mean, like, by the dozen. And I try to write every single day. And sometimes you just come across a song that is so extra special. And as an independent artist, I really enjoy releasing singles, because I feel like each single gets its own little spotlight, its own promotion. I definitely get anxious sitting on all this music and wanting to drop it all at one time. But definitely in the future, I'd be interested in doing another EP, maybe an album. We'll see about an album. I do have enough material for it, but I'm trying to decide, 'cause I just keep accumulating more and more music. So But right now I'm just doing singles until I decide to do an EP for sure.
And it seems in today's music world, streaming is where it's at. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can get your music on Spotify and those platforms. That's that's enough to certainly pay the rent.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I love streaming. I also appreciate radio so much. As an artist, like, we all know the struggle of getting your music on the radio and having people, you know, listen to it. And I still think that radio is to be appreciated and listened to and adored. So I'm very thankful for all the support from every streaming platform that helps me out, for those who like to stream, but also those people who still love to listen to the radio and drive down the highway with the radio on. So love for everyone for that.
And you can't, you know, really fully appreciate the beauty of Faith Shuler if you can't see her. So you got to be having her on TV now. Do you have any desire to act? Do you want to be in films or anything?
So I actually, I never really thought about it. Growing up, I wasn't into theater. I think theater is awesome. I think it's beautiful and it's a great form of art. But I never really was a theater person. I never took theater. So I had no experience in acting. But I think I'm a pretty dramatic person, so I could probably be pretty good in the acting scene. And that's definitely something I am interested in. You know, of course, if it's the right role and the right opportunity, I would definitely take it.
All right, you could be Allie in the next version of A Star is Born.
Hey, now we're talking.
We have Faith Shuler on the show now. Not only is she a great songwriter and a tremendously talented singer, but she's also a shoe designer. Apparently. Slides. Is something that you're now into is slides? You put the country boots aside and now you're wearing slides?
Listen, I appreciate slides. I love my boots, but good Lord, they hurt my feet. And there's nothing worse than leaving a country concert or performing and just like your boots, just they have to come off. And so I worked with iSlide, which is this great company for slides. And they wanted to create a Faith Shuler line. And I was so excited, but I was like, what am I going to even do with this? Like, how do I design a slide? I've never been asked to do that. So I had this grand idea of bringing country to slides. And so I think about how my feet hurt sometimes in those boots and you're just getting sweaty and walking around. Or the worst is when it's raining and you're just like sinking into the grass. So I'm like, why can't we just have a good pair of slides that are cute, still country, and you can just be comfortable while you're having a great time at a concert or rehearsal or wherever you need to wear slides.
And they say Faith Shuler all over them. So there's nothing wrong with that.
They're all over them. I also have some other options because I'm like, yeah, I understand that nobody – Not everyone wants to wear my name plastered on their feet. I get it. But I think that I have some designs that you guys might like. We've got a cool plaid design, a cool little tropical design inspired by my hometown. And so hopefully we've got some other designs for people who don't want to wear my name on their feet as well.
Do you have any aspirations to design other fashion? You know, it seems like that's the way that a lot of people in music are going, that to fashion.
You know, I would love that, but I definitely would need some help because my art is in singing. It's not in drawing. It is not. And I have seen fashion designers draw away. And I just don't understand how you can draw something so beautiful on a piece of paper and then bam, it comes to life. I guess that's how music works and writing is. Writing the song, you have an idea and then you write it and it comes to life. Well, unfortunately, I was not given that talent in drawing, so I would need some help. But if I got to collaborate with a designer and I got to work with a clothing brand or something like that, I would probably faint. I would be so happy about it. So
would you like to score a film?
Oh, that would be cool. Look, I'm up for anything. I've always been a creative person. I always have pretty good ideas, I think. I'm a little biased, but definitely scoring a film would be a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. So is college on hold now for you while you pursue your career, or are you planning to go back to college, or how's that working?
So currently, I've actually graduated already with an associate's degree.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I went ahead and was like, okay, let's just knock out the first 2 years. And then I came to this lovely decision. And so I was like, do I want to continue to get my bachelor's or what do I want to do? And I ask myself, what do I see myself doing? And at the end of the day, it's always going to be music. And I feel as though I have put my whole life into this and my parents have invested so much into my music career. And last year when I was finishing college, I was pretty stressed out. It was a lot to juggle college, music, shows, even in a pandemic. Like I was still stressed out. And now that things are opening back up and I was getting show opportunities, I decided that I'm just going to take the year off to see how music goes and to see where God takes me in this wonderful life. And if it's going well, I'll continue to pursue my dream. But I know that 2 years is pretty easy. And if I need to go back, I definitely will do that. Whatever is best for my future, that's what I will do.
What would your fallback plan be?
I've thought about a lot of different things. And kind of, I don't really even know. If I really just like to be a singer. I don't see myself really producing music or anything like that because that seems way too stressful. I don't, props to producers. I don't know how they do it. So if I wasn't doing music, I would probably do like pharmaceutical sales or something in real estate because I'm a very in-person kind of person. And I think that I could definitely sell some products. So that's something I'd probably be interested in.
Yeah, pharmaceutical sales. It's interesting you mentioned that. I got to talk to my daughter about that recently. She's right around your age.
Yeah.
That's a great business to be in. Yeah. Now, you said, you know, that you don't see yourself as a producer. Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees and you are working on a song or have already recorded a song together. What's the plan there?
So we are working on some songs. We are in the process of recording them. The hard part is he's all the way in California and I'm all the way on the East Coast. So it is kind of hard working that out. But with the power of technology and emails and being able to send things, we are working on it and it's going to be great. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. And we're still writing more and more songs together. Really writing is a process. You just keep writing until you find that song that is just like, wow. And then you record it and release it to the world. So we're doing that right now.
And he comes from the boy band pop genre of music, you know, with Nick Lachey and 98 Degrees. Yeah. So what's the sound going to be when you do create music together?
So I've always wanted to explore other genres as well. Being a country artist, I do have some pop country songs, but I've always wanted to do something that's a little more pop. And I think it's just fun and creative. So we are actually working on some songs that do have more pop elements, but my voice still sounds a little more country. So it's a nice blend and it's the best of both worlds. So hopefully 98 Degrees fans will appreciate that. And my country fans will also appreciate it.
Who's your dream collaboration?
Right now, my dream collab would probably be Lee Bryce, just because he is just so good. And I feel like our voices would mesh together very well. So I'd love to do a song with Lee. And then as far as a woman, I would love to collab with Miranda Lambert because her attitude and everything is just so fun and her personality is just the best. And I feel like we could write a girl anthem together. So that would be so much fun.
Wow. All right. Well, you got anything's possible, as they say in the music business. We've got Faith Shuler on the show and you're going to do another song for us.
Okay. So this next song I'm going to play for you guys is the one I was talking about earlier. It is called Bless Your Heart, and it is as country comes, and if you like country music, I hope you like this song, and as I said, this song's just supposed to be fun and lighthearted and a little humorous, so if you feel like dancing, please go check it out. It's available everywhere.
Street, but you're slowing down. I hear till you've been talking to my friends, asking if I've got any plans for the weekend. in June to tell you I love cowboys just to see what you do. Sure enough, you bought a Stetson hat. They're a book of Wranglers. Don't mess with Texas Tat. Hey, oh, where's your heart? You're in the dark. If you'll think love is coming your way, go ahead, friend. We could be friends today. Please don't take it so hard. Oh, darling, bless your heart. You got a lot of nice qualities. There's a lot of fish in the sea. Oh, you'll find love someday. Love's not just satisfaction. It's a chemical reaction. I just don't feel that way. Oh, bless your heart. You're in the dark. If you'll think love is coming your way, go ahead, pray. We could be friends today. Please don't take it so hard. Oh, darling, bless your heart. Bless your heart. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Should just be friends.
All right. Faith Shuler right here on Border Crossings on the Voice of America. And I love your sound. I love your style. Your whole approach is really, really refreshing. It's awesome. You sound great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Now, where can people go to read more about Faith Shuler and get your music online? People listening all around the world, where do they find you?
Please check out my website. It's faithshuler.com. That's S-C-H-U-E-L-E-R. And then also, if you want to find some articles on me, they're available on my website. Also, if you just Google my name, you will find a few pages of some press and different articles that I've gotten to work with some companies. And so that's really great. Also, please check out all of my social media. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Whatever you use, I'm on it. It's just at Faith Shuler on all platforms. And then also check out my music. It is available on all streaming platforms, whether you like to listen to iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, it is on there. So please, y'all, check me out. And I really appreciate everyone for taking their time today to listen.
Wow, that's awesome. One thing I did notice on your website, no tour dates yet. What's happening?
Not yet. So I'm still getting some dates figured out. We're finalizing the tour dates now. So those should be available on my website very soon.
And hopefully you'll include some international stops because we are talking to a very large international audience right now. And by the way, I want to give you an opportunity if you want to say hello to the troops. They're also tuned in.
Hello, troops. Thank you guys so much and everything you do for our country. I have so much respect for you guys, and I am praying for you guys always, your family, your safety, and honestly, America would not be America without you guys. So thanks so much for all you do.
Wow, what a pleasure to have you on, Faith. You're lovely, and like I say, music is great as well, so keep on keeping on. And join us again when you put out some more music, and when you may perhaps you come to D.C., we'd like to have you in our studios here in Washington.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on today. It was such an honor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Faith Shuler has been our guest, and you are tuned to Border Crossings.